At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore-Parks in with us for the hour. We talked about the offense not looking good in the joint practices, but we'll get to the defense in a moment. Elliot, I want to ask you, I would assume that you listened or watched New Heights with Taylor Swift.
I watched it at 7 o'clock when it dropped. I watched the entire thing. Streamed
wow.
it on my TV.
Wow. Yeah. You're pretty excited about it, what you saw?
I am. Yeah. It was an awesome interview. I feel like we're used to it now, but it's pretty crazy when you step back and think, this is like one of the biggest interviews of however long you want to pick. And Jason Kelce, who played center for the Eagles,
is doing it.
Right. Yeah. And did a great job. I'm not saying it in an unqualified way. It's just we're used to it now because it's happened gradually, but it is pretty crazy.
There was a report that you said it was the best podcast of all time.
No. I said it was one of the biggest interviews of all
time.
Okay,
well, that's
true. Okay. Some fake news was sent my way.
Yeah. We got fake news. I'll be curious to know who said that.
Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable, though.
Well, it was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah.
I think they I'm impressed by their ability to come across very likable. When you consider how overexposed they are, how like it would be so easy for somebody to find something, they come across very authentic and
Kelce brothers?
And well, Taylor, like all three of them.
Oh, yeah.
The Kelce guys do. Taylor doesn't to me.
She
feels like somebody who is doing an, and I don't begrudge her for it. She's the most famous person there is, and hugely successful.
More famous than the Queen.
Yes, it must be difficult
well,
for her to be
Andy Reid. I don't know if you guys talked about this.
Yes, we didn't talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
Andy Reid said Taylor Swift is the most famous person now that the Queen has died.
He said this on the radio.
On the radio in Kansas City. Yeah. Yeah, he must have been listening.
That's a point for E.
Big Red, listen.
Yeah, out of nowhere to combine the two is wild.
He's also almost 70, right, Andy Reid?
Right, so he understands what a big deal the Queen was.
To me, Taylor Swift, and again, I don't blame her for it because it's very hard to be a normal person when you don't live a normal person life. She looks to me like somebody who is doing an impression of a normal person. She said this about the way that she thought quarterbacks played each other in football.
I thought that the quarterbacks...
I mean, that's how you played it. On the playground growing up, so I understand if you hadn't like.
No, you really don't understand. I thought it was like Jared Goff is here and Josh Allen's here, and they're gonna be like they blow a whistle and then they go at each other and they're like, who's gonna win?
That's actually.
I would love to see Jared Goff play some defense. Let's see Jared Goff on defense.
I've got some ideas. I've got some thoughts.
She also said that she was very excited when the Chiefs drafted Xavier Worthy,
too.
Yeah,
I agree.
All in the same interview.
Yeah. But you know what's funny about that first part? If you truly knew nothing about football, the way it's talked about with like Jalen versus Jaden Daniels, like, it's not crazy to think that they are on the field at the same time. If you truly knew nothing about the game,
this guy
the
beats
way
that
it
guy.
Is discussed. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
By certain fans, actually. Specifically sometimes, too. Yeah. I thought it was all I did was watch clips, and I'm not that interested in her. Yeah. It's not a like I don't dislike her or anything. No. I just wasn't that interested.
Other than the Queen, she.
All right. So how the before we get to the reports we got about you.
I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah. Anything new at CB1? What are we thinking there?
So Adoree Jackson was with the first team defense again today. Keely Ringo was with the second team. An interesting note is Mac McWilliams, the rookie out of, I think, Central Florida, has been practicing predominantly at nickel. He's now been moved to the outside and is with the second team. Ja'Quarion Bennett is not with the second team defense, today at least. So I think if they played tomorrow, it would be Adoree, but I don't think anyone has locked that job down. And at this point, I think whoever they start in week one, it won't be... This guy had an unbelievable camp, and he attacked the job and won it. I think it would be, of the guys, he was the best option.
And I'll tell you this, so we can all just be prepared for it as the season goes along. Whoever starts there week one may not be the starter in week two or week four or week six, just because I don't know if anybody's going to play well enough to just lock the position down. So it may be in those first few games – somebody is not playing well, and Vic decides to give somebody else a chance over there to play corner. Well, so I wouldn't be surprised if that is a little bit of a revolving door over there, and unless somebody does play well enough that they lock it.
Yeah, or, you know, I still would not rule out a trade prior to week one.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, now they traded Thomas Booker, who's not nothing, but it was not...
Like, oh, you mean they didn't give up a draft.
Yeah, a trade.
The vibe I've gotten all offseason from them is they are going to give these guys a chance in camp. And if it is clear that they're not good enough, they have the amount of draft picks they do, which is 13, that they will go out and make a trade. So I don't think the Thomas Booker for Jacorion Bennett was the trade. I think there is probably another trade coming. Today, Quinyon gives up a touchdown to Jerry Jeudy. What stands out is if Quinyon's not absolutely perfect this year, like then that, you know, like they're expecting him to be locked down CB1 every week in his second year of his career, and he's going to have slip-ups. There are going to be times where Quinyon's not great. That's just natural. But when he's not great, then everything kind of like starts to fall apart a little bit if you don't have good play at cornerback too.
Yeah.
So seems like Uche and Azeez Ojulari have popped a little bit, I guess, this
week? Yeah, I thought they did yesterday. Okay. I didn't notice anything from them today, better or worse. It's possible I missed a play they had. Like, I didn't notice them today. But yesterday, Ojulari had a nice pressure on Joe Flacco. He also had a really nice play against the run, which I think is very noteworthy because we've seen Vic Fangio won't play edges that don't play the run, like Bryce Huff found out. So... Ojulari having that mattered. I think Ojulari's had a little bit of a better camp as it's gone on. I still think it is Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, and Josh Uche in that first group, like of the first three. And then the other ones, I think it's Ojulari. Patrick Johnson has been getting some first-team reps. I don't know if they would actually keep him, but he's been getting first-team reps.
Never
and
heard
then
of him.
Okoronkwo. Well, so for what it's worth,
he's actually been here as one of their draft picks.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, Patrick Johnson was one of their best special teams players. They cut him I think it was last year.
Yeah. Okay.
And he got claimed unexpectedly. They didn't think they would lose him if they cut him. And so I wonder if they would risk. I'm pretty sure he would still go through waivers. I'd have to double check. I wonder if they would risk it because he is an outstanding special teams player. And then another guy that I think has had a very good camp is the guy they signed from the Cleveland Browns, Obo Okoronkwo, I think is how you pronounce it.
Close enough.
Yeah, that's my best. I think he has had a much better camp than anticipated. I don't know if he makes the team, but he's been good.
Well, and what about safety?
So Sydney, this is another thing that's concerning. So Sydney, when Andrew Mukuba was gone, I felt separated himself a little bit. I thought he had a good preseason game.
I believe he prefers Drew Mukuba.
Does he? Okay, sorry, Drew. So while Drew Mukuba was out, I thought Sydney Brown separated himself. But Drew Mukuba is getting first-team reps. And Nick talked today and said, you know, we have time. Like, I get all that. I think they would prefer if at this point of camp it was not a rotating cast of people in there.
Yeah,
somebody has to stand out, though.
Well, that's I think the concern.
You gotta go and snatch it. I brought this up a couple segments ago about the linebackers. So I noticed this in the preseason game, but I'm also seeing it in practice. Jeremiah plays the position Nakobe played.
Mm-hmm.
Jihad is playing the other position, which is Zach Bond's position.
Yes.
How do you think that works out when Zach Bond comes back? Like, how do they do that?
Last year, and I know they are different positions, but I do, if I'm not mistaken, when Nakobe went down, Zach Bond started calling plays.
Right.
And so maybe that he feels comfortable going back into there. They moved their linebackers
around. But he called plays.
Correct.
Right, from the weak linebacker position.
Right, right. Now, one thing they do a lot is they rotate guys a ton. Like, they really, and Vic Fangio does do that. So, maybe they will. I think it'll be Campbell and Bond. I think Bond will play where he played last year. I would be surprised if they moved him, but maybe they will. Yeah.
Then you move Jihad to
and move to Jihad to where Nakobe was.
But then you can't. See, both of them are so good at moving around as much.
Well, I do wonder when they have similar skill sets, if it matters, and you would know more about this than me, if it matters less if there's defined roles, because Nakobe and Zach Bond were such different players that maybe you had to have him in that role.
Right.
With Jihad and Bond, they could line up in different spots or the same spots, but do something different.
Yeah.
But another interesting decision they might have coming their way is Nakobe Dean looks awesome on the side field running. Like, he looks so much more further along than I thought. And I'm not a doctor, but just the way he moves there.
Just to clarify.
Not a doctor.
In case
just for
anyone
out
thought,
there thought this was a sponsored segment with a doctor.
Yeah.
But He looks.
Everybody's like, is that Elliot or a doctor?
Yeah. Dr. ESP. But he looks so much further along than I thought he would be. He was the starting guy. I just wonder if you're Nick, how it is to just be like, well, sorry, like you got hurt and your job's gone. I mean, what do you think? Like,
yeah.
Well, he isn't some fringe starter. He was a vocal leader on the defense and played every snap on the best defense in the NFL.
And that's the Georgia Bulldog defense.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, issue being, if he doesn't come back until whatever week he comes back, and that position looks good.
Because you keep saying how good he looks on the side. I'm like, why is he not?
My guess is,
he's closer to practice.
So if he starts the year on the PUP, he misses the first four games. Okay. I still think he probably starts the year on the PUP. Probably.
Oh, so they're going, okay.
So he's still out for four games. Gotcha. But I thought at times there's maybe been a perception he's not coming back till like November. Okay. If he's ready week five, let's say, it's just a tough call because Jihad could be playing awesome by then or not. Even if he's not playing awesome, are you going to? I think he will be too.
Can I tell you? I don't think it's a tough call at all. If it's week five and Jihad Campbell's playing awesome, then they add another linebacker and that's fine. But, like, you have to win football games. And N'Kobe Dean, he's on the last year of his contract?
Yes, yeah. But he was also very good last year.
Yeah, but that's fine. But
no, I'm just saying. It's not like you're putting some rando in
there. I know, but what I'm saying is, like, we have a guy who they spent a first-round pick on who looks like he could be a core part of the defense for the next 10 years.
And you got $40 million on the other guy.
Yeah, and you got $40 million on the other guy.
Maybe it is a simple decision. But it is one of the first examples I can think of with Nick where a guy straight up is going to lose his job because of injury.
Well, I remember. You remember when Alex Smith lost his job? Where they were just, Harbaugh was just waiting to put Kaepernick in there. He was just dying for an opportunity, and then Alex Smith never got it back.
Yeah, maybe that's just what they'll do. Yeah. But I thought it would have been a little less clear because if you're not coming back till like November or December, that's kind of tough.
215-592-9494. After we talk to David, I'm going to get to this questionable activity from Elliot at training camp. David, you're on WIP. What's up, David?
Spike, I cannot, in good conscience, take your little pledge. I'm sorry.
First of all, don't call it little. It's a very long pledge.
It's a long pledge. Yeah.
And it is a long pledge.
Look, David, I respect you, but you're part of the problem.
No, I'm not part of the problem because here's the problem.
You are. You're part of the problem.
Remember that.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
That receiver who did sit-ups in his driveway, what was his name?
Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
Yes. He said it best, and I will quote him. He's my quarterback.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He said that about Romo.
Yeah. So you got it. You have to defend your quarterback. I'm a typical Philadelphia fan. I'm petty. I like the bicker. I like the fight. And if you disrespect my quarterback, then I'm going to go after you with, whatever platform that I have.
But don't you think to a certain extent after winning the Super Bowl and we're constantly baited by national, like a lot of this is now, I don't think the Athletic one is, but I think when single national hosts decide to put him low, they know exactly what they're doing. And here we are, like, I think we used to be the person that you're talking about, but we walk around all the time. And Ike always laughs when I say that, like we're Titletown USA. Titletown USA does not have a meltdown on the radio about Justin Herbert being 7 when Jalen is 8 on some list by somebody they don't even know.
Right, but you have to consider your audience. You're dealing with a bunch of children who listen to you.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
If we think he's too low, then I think that's fine to react to. Like, an injustice is still an injustice.
I agree.
Not at that level. It's too much emotion over a list that doesn't matter.
But the whole...
He didn't get screwed out of MVP. He didn't get screwed out of, like, starting.
But I think it's not one list.
And by the way...
constant.
But it's not really
that. How many
that
lists
bad.
Had him in the top three this offseason?
No.
Oh, but none should.
But that's the point, right?
But none should.
None should.
Hold on. Top five?
But you said three.
You said three.
Right. So how many of these lists have shown him like more respect than he deserves?
I don't know if any of them had him in the top five either.
He might have been five.
He might have been five on one of them.
Okay. So the majority of these lists don't have him in the top five.
Yes.
And that's not fair.
Well, can I ask you something? Right. It's not. Life's not about fair. Life's about honesty.
It should be about fairness. No, we don't have to accept it's unfair.
It should be. That's why N'Kobe Dean might lose his job.
And that's unfair.
It's not about fair. It's about being honest.
It doesn't make it right.
It's about being right.
Remember, he was Devin White. And
well, you don't have to get me started.
Unfairly last year.
So, David, you want to be in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, I hear.
Absolutely.
What is your try to convince us why you should be the guy.
Okay, I'm going to play upon your patriotism and your heartstrings.
Okay, we're the biggest U.S. of A. show on this station.
And this is where we're going. Okay, I'm a disabled veteran from the 80s. I served on submarines, and we single-handedly won the Cold War. Secondly, I am a career law enforcement officer who's about ready to retire, and I need a hobby. My therapist says, get a hobby, so I'm thinking fantasy football.
Wow.
Now, don't look at it as putting David from Westchester in your fantasy league. All right, I am the patriotic face of America. So you are putting in America into your fantasy football league, Spike. You cannot disrespect America by not putting me into your fantasy football league, because America is the greatest country in the world. These colors do not run, and I want you all to go with me now. America,
America, my home invaded to be.
Yeah, okay.
Throw me off.
Yeah, I was like, what is Jack singing?
I made up a whole other song.
David, we're going to decide at the end of the show. I'm just saying you came very strong.
That was
quite impressive. Yes. It was quite impressive.
Go to the polls at the end of the show and
just
vote
real quick,
America.
David. Real quick, go David. You said you're on a submarine. Is a ship a boat?
No. A ship is a ship. A boat's a little thing.
No, see, that's a combat.
A ship is obviously a boat.
A ship's obviously a boat.
Good
luck voting against that one.
Are you with these two?
I think a ship is a boat.
No.
Yes, but a boat is not always a ship. It's like flower and rose.
I think they're the same thing.
It's like flower and a rose.
Yeah. And not every rose is a... Not every flower is a rose, but every rose is a flower.
Every rose is a flower.
You know this.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Every apple is a fruit.
Yes.
How many more of these analogies can we make?
Yeah.
So, Elliot.
Let's hear it.
So,
I'm excited to hear who your source is, considering a certain somebody is not normally at practice, and today he was.
No, no.
Well,
oh.
Wow.
He would have told you to. Yeah.
He went straight to me.
Yeah. So, you know.
I said he looked nice today.
Wow. Like, you're saying that Ike doesn't show up to camp ever?
I don't. It's a big deal
when Ike shows up.
Yeah. I don't show up. Yeah.
So.
It was not me, E. I don't even know what it is.
So, Elliot, you're our eyes on camp. But recently I've been thinking, as I've been questioning your assessment of the quarterback, I was like, well, should I listen? Should I read some other
right,
people?
Right.
I saw some Jimmy Kemsky stuff, whatever. And then I saw a podcast with Shiel Kapadia and Olivia Reiner.
Yes.
And they were talking about, Shiel mentioned to Olivia, what she does is they get the injury report, but she marks off every player when she sees them to make sure that they're not, you know, any funny business in the injury report.
Her and Dave Zangaro do it every day.
She said, almost every time you come up at the end of practice and check to see who actually played.
Yeah.
Because you do not have your eyes on those things.
Uh-oh. No. That's not, first of all, I get the answer. However I get it.
All right. Okay.
It's a big time someone helping in the last second on a group project. But yeah, it's 100% true. Dave and Olivia take attendance and I go up to him and I go, oh, I don't think I saw what's his name, right?
Wow. Yeah. So you're just admitting to it.
100%.
Okay.
Well, here's the other thing. A lot of these people have two people there with them.
Okay. And you just have you.
It's just me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
So you're keeping count on the other writers?
Well, I'm saying they like, one of them can watch the offense. One of them can watch the defense.
Oh, yeah.
I have to be up baking on the steps trying to watch both fields.
So Olivia writes for the Inquirer. I just want to give her proper credit.
And she has,
And by the way, I don't have the audio or whatever. I should have told Jack. There was like a
they
little.
They said my name?
Yes. and then she started saying.
Sounds like he's a grifter.
Yeah. And then she starts saying, it's always Elliot or something like that. Just like, boom, Elliot.
Here he comes again.
Yeah.
I'll have to talk to Olivia about this.
Yeah.
Go get it from Dave.
Trying to take credit. Yeah.
You
gotta
you
get the information somehow. Yeah, 100%. Right. I don't even take a roster. So,
let me ask you this: based on how you've seen the offense perform in practice, I know you're probably going to say no. Would you give any thought to playing them a little bit in the preseason game?
No.
Still doesn't matter to you.
No. Right. And do I have time for one quick thing?
Yeah, you do. Look at how respectful.
Thank
you're
you. Well, I'm trying to respect the new time.
Yep.
Like, I know there's a lot of it's just practice. Who cares? the reality is, if everyone saw this, they would feel as passionately about it as I do. And just the unfortunate reality is only I get to see it. But when you see something, it impacts you more than just hearing about it.
Absolutely.
So whether or not, you know, I'm correct in my assessment, like everyone can have their own opinion. Mm-hmm. I think if, and I wish this was the case, everybody got to watch it, everyone would agree these practices matter more. But since you can't watch it, it just doesn't hit home as much.
The joint practices matter
more.
Yeah,
for sure, but all practices. But joint practices matter more than regular practice.
Yeah, I would say so too. It's live competition.
100%.
10-3. 215-592-9494. DJ in Willow Grove, you're on WIP. What's up, DJ?
Hey, what's up? Listen, I'm just going to come out and flat out say, you know, I can't take the pledge.
Oh, my God.
I've called before.
Yeah.
And I'm not the biggest Jalen guy.
Okay.
But to clarify this list, so I think the reason why Jalen Hurts is where he is because a lot of these executives are asked, if you had no roster and you're basically drafting and your first, you know, your first pick is a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think that's why Jalen ends up where he's at and why Justin Herbert and Jared Goff are ahead on the list. It's not like they're drafting a list where, okay, you can have the whole Eagles roster and now pick your quarterback.
Well, sure, true, DJ, but if the list was just who won the Super Bowl last year and who's won the Super Bowl, nobody would have to vote on that list. Right. You know, like, don't you think it's a little more interesting to say, now this, you're right, it does mean something, don't you think it's a little more interesting to say, who do you think is better if you're starting a team? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, I think they're just basically going off this list of, you know, what they see on the field, you know, what their intangibles are.
All this crazy stuff.
When they're coming out in the draft.
But to help him, like, defend here, what I would say is, I agree if you did it off purely talent. Like, I think Justin Herbert would absolutely get drafted out of Jalen.
Yeah.
But I think when the other list need to take accomplishments into consideration. And I think the list that are, like, the GMs and the head coaches don't as much take it into consideration.
I think they do take it into consideration, though.
Somewhat, which is, but not as much as you would. Like, Jalen would probably not be top 10 if he did not win 80% of his games and win the Super Bowl.
Sure, okay.
But he does, so that's why he's number two.
Okay. There he is, Elliot Shore Parks.
Not at practice.
Stealing other reporters' information.
Getting other reporters'
and
information.
And very worried about Jalen's preseason performance.
I've been disappointed.
Okay.
I think DJ was trying to get in the league, too.
There he is. Oh, DJ, you want to get in the league?
Yeah. Yes, I'm definitely trying to get in the league.
Tell us why.
All right. So one of my reasons is I've been trying to get in this afternoon league since it was Marks and Reese. So obviously this league's been around for a while, and I've been trying to get in.
Yep.
I'm the type of fantasy player where I'm not going to come in and trash talk and say, oh, I know everything about fantasy football. I know this. I know that. I'm just confident in myself.
Hmm.
And one of my willing big points of why I want in this league is that I don't know how the draft order is going to be determined, but I'm willing to take the worst pick in your guys' opinion in the draft just to, you know,
just to get in the league.
Come in.
Yeah.
Just to it's get a decent offer.
And prove my point and my confidence. Yeah.
It's a good offer. Yeah. It's a good offer.
I like it.
DJ, you are registered. You can get the Go Birds offering to get the worst pick.
And the picks are determined. No. And the picks are determined by me just writing them on a piece of paper and picking them out of a hat.
Oh, is that the way we determine
the
it?
The night of the draft.
The worst pick is probably, what, the ninth?
Because I'd say the first pick is the worst pick.
Oh, really?
Well, because you don't go, I'm guessing you need to do a snake draft, right?
Yeah, we do snake. Yeah,
it takes you forever to get the next pick.
To get the next pick, You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Coming out every day, Go Birds Daily. You're also getting a podcast after every practice.
Already out.
And then there it is. Yeah. It's already out. So thank you, Elliot, always.
You think your pod can get more views than New Heights?
No, sadly. Yeah. But if Taylor wants to come on.
Yeah. How do we get 1.2 million concurrent on your YouTube?
I'll ask Olivia with her attendance.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We care about you as a person. We care about your life. We don't just care about sports. We care about your life. And what is more important than love? Mm. What is more important than love?
Quarterback lists?
Nope. Not more important than love. Ike, what's more important than love? Nothing, right?
Nothing.
We want you loving to the top of your ability.
That's right.
You have heard us talk about Blue Chew, and you're thinking to yourself, you know, maybe I could use it.
And you're thinking to yourself, you know what? I'm still all right at this. No, you're not.
Yes. All right.
Just ask her.
Yeah. You don't want to be ninth on the list. You want to be number one on the list.
Undisputed.
Undisputed. Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. You can try Blue Chew for free for the first month. Jack's paying for it.
Free. By taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
By using code 94. It's free. You just have to pay for the shipping. What are you getting? You're getting a chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. What are you not getting? A trip to the doctor? Nope. Don't have to do that. Do it all at BlueChew.com. You know what you're not getting? Trip to the pharmacy? Nope.
Yep. No lines.
No, Blue Chew is shipping it to you direct in a discreet
hard
package.
I'm reminding you, BlueChew.com, code 94 at checkout, and your first month is free. You just pay for the shipping, and then you can
chew it and do it.